Now, yesterday, through Orson, we told Martin from his girlfriend Emma that he was going to be a dad. Not by the most conventional method. Instead of sitting him down and saying, "Darling, I've got something to tell you," Orson sang it to him down the phone on Radio 1. Today, another singing telegram from Orson. Now, we've recorded quite a few of these with the band, so if you emailed me, and there were hundreds, telling me who you wanted to get a message to, you might hear yours on Radio 1 in the next few days, all right, until Chris comes back next Monday. Right, this one came from Philippa off of Shrewsbury, who wanted to send a message to her friend Marsha. Now, this is not your normal one, really. Dear Scott, 5 years ago, I accidentally ran over my friend Marsha's cat. I was on my way to visit Marsha at her house, and it just ran out in front of me. It wasn't my fault. But instead of owning up, I told her I'd found it by the side of the road. That's bad. And for 5 years, I have not had the heart to tell her it was me. Please could Orson do it for me, you chicken. So we did it. This is what happened yesterday when Orson called Marsha to tell her the news through the medium of song.
You know what? It's never too late to sort of clear your conscience. And
I think the guilt is really getting to her now. It's been five long
just
years.
You keep that bottled up.
Yeah, okay.
And what better way to do it than...
Exactly. What better way to confess that it was you who ran over your friend's cat than to get one of their favourite
bands?
But
this is a more challenging type of scenario.
Have you come up with something?
We have.
Okay. Now, this could go either way, I think. So let's give it a go, and let's give Marsha a call and break the terrible news.
Yeah, mind you, we're big animal lovers.
Oh, absolutely.
Completely.
We love animals.
Hello?
Hi there, Marsha?
Yeah?
well, we got to break some news to Marsha.
We should tell her who this is.
Oh yeah, this is the guys from Orson.
Hey, this is Chris.
The band Orson.
Have you heard of us?
Yeah.
That's terrific. well, Marsha, we actually are calling you for a very serious reason, and that is we are here to sing you a little song that is from your friend
Philippa.
Philippa
is who,
you know, your Philippa.
Yeah.
Your good friend.
Yeah.
So anyways, this is from Philippa to you.
Okay.
I'll count it off. You guys ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Once in my car, I ran over your cat. His head went pop and his body went splat. I'm sorry. Marsha, so sorry. Another instrumental break. That.
Oh, sorry, Marsha.
As you know,
so
really sorry.
Sorry.
Marsha?
Yeah.
Marsha, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Right, okay.
That was from your friend Philippa.
Right.
Because she's too scared to tell you that 5 years ago she ran over your cat.
Right, okay.
did the head really go pop and the body go splat?
No. Hurt his leg a little bit, but otherwise, cat's fine.
Right, okay. Still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cat's fine.
So, I know this is quite an odd thing to happen. So, I mean, Philippa was far too scared to tell you herself about this. So she got Orson to do it.
Oh, to be honest, I kind of had an inkling. I thought it might have been her, but...
Really?
It's fine, yeah.
But you've never had a chat about it?
No. But, no.
So you kind of knew it was her all the time?
I had a thought, but...
Philippa just wants to know if you can find it in your heart to forgive her for that.
I think I can.
Excellent. Yeah. So you're okay about it?
I'm fine, yeah.
Wicked.
Would they, and I have to tell you, they do not give us much time to come up with these things, so this was the best
that we could do.
No, I quite liked it. It was good.
I particularly enjoyed the instrumental break.
Thank you.
Yeah, good.
Okay, see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. See you later.